Let's pray before we start. Father, we come to you this morning asking for your help and your protection, that your word would be honored this morning. We would have listening ears. Open our eyes, Father, that we could see you and see what you have to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 18 is where I'd like to be today. While you're turning there, just like to give you a little bit of background on this psalm, a very little bit of background. This psalm was written by David in response to his deliverance from his many enemies. David had been delivered from so many things in his career, before his king, he was a king, and afterwards, that he wrote this psalm in response to God's deliverance. So I'd like to just read the first couple of verses here. Psalm 18, it says, I love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. When I was here about 4 weeks ago, I came to see Joan, my good friend, baptized. And a great Sunday that was. And Dustin was speaking that day, and he asked the question, who is this man Jesus? You remember that? Who is this man Jesus? And he talked about the fact that Jesus had impacted life in the world, in all countries, more than any person who had ever lived. And the amazing thing is he did that in 3 years. He was really only in the public eye about 3 years, from the time he was 30 till about 33. And he's still impacting our world today. And I'd like to ask you a question today along the same lines, and that question is this. Who or what is God to you? Who or what is God to you? And you can answer that question as a group, but also individually. Who or what is God to you? The first thing in this passage that I'd like you to notice is the word my. David says, the Lord is my strength. David had a personal relationship with God. You know, in the Old Testament, God says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But David says that's no longer true. He's my God. David claimed God as his own possession. He said, he is my God. He's my God. And he's not only David's God, he's my God. And he's Val's God, and he's Joan's God, and he's Terry's God. And he's your God, if you choose to make him that. It's a very personal God that we have, and that's the way God wants it. He wants a relationship with us. He doesn't want to be Santa Claus. He doesn't want to be the big guy in the sky. He doesn't want to be the man upstairs. He wants to be your personal, relational God. And we see that in one area, other area, not just the use of the word my. You see here it says he's my strength, he's my rock, he's my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, my shield, the horn of my salvation, and my stronghold. But not only the use of the word my, the use of the word Lord. Lord here is Yahweh. And a Jew would never say God's personal name unless he had a relationship with him. So that shows us that David had a personal relationship with God. I want to just look briefly at these words here that describe the strength of God. He says, "O Lord, you are my strength." And we know what that is. We sing a song here. We've sung it many times here. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. Do we believe that? It says he's my strength. And all of the next words have an element of strength in them. If you look at them, each one of these has that is kind of descriptive of that strength. The first one is rock. The Lord is my rock. He is a big rock, not just a tiny rock. This rock is a mountainous rock. It's a big rock. It's the kind of rock where eagles could build their nests in the very top of this for protection from all the things that might come and bother its nest. It's a big rock. The Lord is my rock. And then it says, my fortress. The Lord is my fortress. Many years ago, I was privileged to go to Austria, and I got to visit some castles. And back in the day, they didn't build castles for beauty. They built them for protection. And there's one that I went to that was built up high, and there was a ridge, a single-file ridge to walk to it. And it was a kind of a small fortress, but it was amazing in that on both sides of this ridge, there were drop-offs. And then the bulwark of the castle or the fortress was at the end of this ridge, and it was very small, probably only built for 2 or 3 dozen people, like a clan or a family. But you couldn't get in this place. You absolutely could not get in. And on all sides, they had windows carved in the sides. You look down, it's 150, 200 feet straight down. There was just no way. So if these people didn't want you in there, you weren't getting in. And that's what God is. He's our fortress. And then it says he's my deliverer. And in that, there's an element of strength, too, because a deliverer doesn't come on an equal footing. A deliverer doesn't come into a situation the same as you. You find yourself in a situation you can't get out of, you don't need an equal person to come in there and try and help you. You need a strong person, and that's what God is. He's my deliverer. He rescues me out of all kinds of situations. And then it says, my God, my rock. And the word God there is El, and that just means the mighty one. The mighty one, the strong one. My rock in whom I take refuge. And I was thinking about refuge, and what I thought of, and this is kind of crazy maybe, but what I thought of is when I come out of the grocery store with my little bag of groceries or whatever, and it's raining, and it's windy, and it's cold, and it's nasty, what do? Well, you gotta get out of there, so you run as quickly as you can to the car, and you throw your groceries inside, and you slam the door, and you go, ah. And that's what I thought of. Your car is a refuge in the storm. It keeps you dry, and if you turn on the ignition, it can keep you warm, and you're protected. A refuge, a place of safety. That's what God is. Now, in your car, when you're sitting there in the parking lot, the storm is still raging outside. God never said, I'm going to take the storm away. But he did say, I will protect you in the storm. And that's what I thought of for that word refuge. God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield. I came across a very interesting use of the word shield. And it was a military formation back in the day when they used this kind of weaponry. And it was called a tortoise. Now, you've seen a tortoise. The shell is completely around protecting that tortoise. And there was a military formation called a tortoise. And it was a small group of men standing in a circle, all with their shields touching all the way around. But in those days, they shot arrows and darts and rocks and all kinds of things. So they had people standing in the middle of their shell with their shields held up like this. So nothing could get in. Now, they probably didn't move very fast, but they were well protected, sort of like a modern-day tank. Armor all the way around, protection. So that's what the shield there, God protects us. And then he says, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. The horn of my salvation. Horn is a symbol of strength. He's the horn of my salvation. He's the strength of my salvation. He's the guarantor of my salvation. He's the surety of my salvation. He is the one that holds my salvation together. Nothing can take that away from me because God is the guarantor of my salvation, and he's my stronghold. Now, what's the point? Before I get to the point, let me read a couple of other background or backup verses here. In chapter 18, verse 16, it says, he sent from on high, he took me, he drew me out of many waters, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Verse 30, as for God, his way is blameless. The word of the Lord is tried. He's a shield to all who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who girds me with strength and makes my way blameless. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me upon my high places. He trains my hands for battle so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand upholds me. Thy gentleness makes me great. Thou dost enlarge my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped. Verse 46, the Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation. So back to my point. What is the point? Well, when I was thinking about what I would say to you today, I was thinking, here's a small body of believers in a church that once was thriving. I never saw it, but I heard that they lined up chairs in the aisles because there wasn't room for people. And here you are, trying to resurrect a sick or dying church. And if you don't put your trust and faith in a God who's strong, it's not going to happen. There's a song that goes like this, something like this. Dustin will probably correct me. It goes, if our God is with us, who could ever stop us? And if our God is for us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Romans 8:31 says it like this. You don't have to turn there. I'll try and find it very quickly. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 says it this way. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? And it says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, what does it say? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me. So is this task before you too difficult? Yeah, without Christ. What does Christ say in John chapter 15, verse 5? He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. And the picture there is of a vine and the branches growing out from the vine. What produces the fruit? The branches. The branches produce the fruit. But if they're not connected to the source, the vine, which Jesus Christ said, I am the vine, if you're not connected to him, the branches are totally worthless. And so what does the vine dresser do? He comes along and he gathers them up and throws them in the fire. Why? Because they're worthless. They can't do anything unless they're connected to the vine. If our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? If God is in this, it'll be great. If God's not in it, it's going to be worthless. So, what do we do? What do we do? If you don't remember anything else today, please jot these four things down. There are four things out of chapter 18, Psalm 18, and they're very important. They're our response to God being our God, our strength, our rock, our shield, our fortress, our deliverer, our refuge. What is our response? Verse 1. It says, I love thee, O Lord, my strength. So number one, we love the Lord, who is our strength. So how do we really, really know if we love God? How do we know? Well, if I love someone, I spend time with them. I spend time with them. I hang out with them. I want to be with them. I think about them. I pray for them. I want to know what they like and what they don't like. I want to know who they are, what makes them tick. That's what we do with the Lord. We find out about him. We get a personal relationship with him and we build it. Why? Because we love him. Second, look at verse 3. It says, I call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. I call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So what do? We lay out our stuff before God. And we say, God, we have a leaky roof. God, we have problems in the whatever. We got this, we got that, and we got this, and we've got only these things, we've got only these funds. Call out to God. We pray. We ask him for help. Lay out specifically what you need. Call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Number 3. Over one page in my Bible, verse 49. It says, therefore, and David has talked about strength and rescue all the way through, and now he says, therefore, I will give thanks to thee among the nations, O Lord, and I will sing praises to thy name. And verse 46 puts it a little differently. It says, the Lord lives, blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation. So for point number 3, I said, lift him up. Lift him up. Thank him. Praise him. Exalt him. Lift him up. Realize who he is. Thank him for it. And exalt his holy name. So our response, love him, call upon him, and lift him up. And then what? Very important. Number 4. It's found in verse 34. It says, he trains my hands for battle so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. Can you imagine? My brother has a bow, and it's an English longbow, and only a man can pull that bow, a real man. It's an 80-pound, 6-foot-long longbow that's built like they built them back in this time period, But that's a bow of wood. This is a bow of bronze. What is all this about? David says, God is my strength, and he wants me to be strong. So the fourth point I put down was join the battle. Because he's trained our hands for battle, not for sitting around doing nothing. Join the battle, because God is your strength, and he will give you the strength to carry out his plan. So what do? We love him, we call on him, we lift him up, and then we get in the fight. We get to work, and that's what this place is going to need. You're going to need God, who is your strength. You're going to need to love him, call upon him, lift him up, praise and thank him, and get to work. It's going to take a lot. So I wish you well. Let's pray. Father, take the words from your servant David and help us to apply them to our lives today. Lord, we recognize the fact that you are the all-sufficient one. You're not only the rock, but you're the hollowed-out place in the rock that we can run to. And not only that, you shield the outside of the rock with the cave in it where we have run for refuge. And we thank you, Father, that you are all-sufficient. And yet now you've given us work to do. I pray that we would do it appropriately, calling upon you, knowing that you are the source and you are the one that trains our hands for the work that's before us. So give us your strength, Father, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.